fellowship, what a joy divine.
Hello, Pastor Brandon here for our daily readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him through His Word. Today, we're going to be reading Psalm 74, 10 through 17, Numbers 28, 1 through 29, 6, and Luke 1, 46 through 56. We'll start with Psalm 74, 10 through 17. How long, O God, is the foe to scoff? Is the enemy to revile your name forever? Why do you hold back your hand, your right hand? Take it from the fold of your garment and destroy them. Yet God, my King, is from of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. You divided the sea by your might. You broke the heads of the sea monsters on the waters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan. You gave him as food for the creatures of the wilderness. You split open springs and brooks. You dried up ever-flowing streams. Yours is the day, yours also the night. You have established the heavenly lights and the sun. You have fixed all the boundaries of the earth. You have made summer and winter. Numbers 28, 1 through 29, 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the people of Israel to say to them, my offering, my food, for my food offerings, my pleasing aroma, you shall be careful to offer to me at its appointed time. And you shall say to them, this is the food offering that you shall offer to the Lord. Two male lambs, a year old, without blemish, day by day as a regular offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a quarter of a hin of beaten oil. It is a regular burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be a quarter of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a drink offering, a strong drink to the Lord. The other lamb you shall offer at twilight, like a grain offering of the morning, and like its drink offering, you shall offer it as a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. On the Sabbath day, two male lambs, a year old, without blemish, and with in two tenths of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with oil and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, two bulls from the herd, one ram, seven male lambs, a year old without blemish, also three-tenths of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, and two-tenths of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the one ram, and a tenth of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for every lamb for a burnt offering with a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be half a hin of wine for a bull, a third of a hin for a ram, and a quarter of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. Also, one male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 14th day of the 14th month is the Lord's Passover. On the 14th day of this month is a feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, but offer a food offering, a burnt offering to the Lord, two bulls from the herd, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old. See that they are without blemish. Also the grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, three-tenths of an ephah, shall you offer for a bull, and two-tenths for a ram. A tenth shall be offered for each of the seven lambs. Also one male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a regular burnt offering. In the same way you shall offer daily for 7 days the food of a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. It shall be offered besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. And on the seventh day you shall have a holy convocation and shall not do any ordinary work. On the day of first fruits, when you offer a grain offering of new grain to the Lord at the Feast of Weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, but offer a burnt offering with pleasing aroma to the Lord. 2 bulls from the herd, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old. Also, their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for 1 ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs with 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall offer them and a drink offering. See that they are without blemish. On the first day of the 7th month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. It is the day for you to blow the trumpets, and you shall offer a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord. 1 bull from the herd, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish. Also their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. With 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the new moon and its grain offering, and the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, and their drink offering, according to the rule for them, for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 56. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him. From generation to generation he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones. He exalted those who of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offsprings forever. And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.
Safe and secure from all alone.